transmission. This is Gungeon Radio Hour.
But I think there are answers in what happened to the four of you. I think there's more there, but I need you to focus, and I need you to think. I need you to remember. Like, girl, what happened?
Hey, babe, did you get the dip ready?
Yeah, I did, of course.
Okay, because I went in the kitchen, I saw like a, it's a creamy dip, but it's got, I think you made a mistake, you put vegetables in it.
Okay, listen, you're going to have to deal, I'm going to force feed them to you, you just have to eat one vegetable.
Okay, but we're having guests over, this is our housewarming party,
you can't serve. You are the only person who has the palate of a toddler. Everyone else likes vegetables, Andrew.
There's no way Mike eats vegetables.
Tonight he will. I'm sure Alyssa will thank me.
Listen.
For forcing vegetables
you did great.
Down
let me,
his throat.
Let me take. Okay. You know what? Mashed celery dip. I'm with it.
All right.
I like it.
Good. Okay. Good. Okay. Then go get the Doritos.
Why am I nervous?
I don't know.
It's like we have a house now. We're having our friends over.
Yeah.
I'm just happy, like, oh my God, Dalton and Cody, they're driving from North Carolina.
They came so far. And Mike and Alyssa flew from California.
Ashley and Dustin are coming.
Yeah.
God, from 20 minutes away. That's like the longest drive of anyone.
They're the most dedicated of our friends. Yeah. Okay, so like the house is clean, right?
Oh.
They're here.
Okay. Let's get the door here.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi. Oh my God. Give me
it's
a
been
hug.
So long.
Oh my God. It's so good to see you guys.
How are you guys?
Oh my God. Oh, good. Come on in.
Yeah,
sorry.
Welcome.
Goose is very friendly.
Hi, Goose.
Obviously.
Hi, Goose. How are you? Do you smell tanky? You smell tanky? Yeah.
This is the house. Welcome. How
Dude.
Is you guys? Did you guys fly or drive?
No, we drove in, but this is amazing. This looks so nice.
Oh,
thank
my God.
You.
Stop. Did you see the freaking chef curtains in the kitchen?
Okay,
I didn't, but now that's all I can see.
Don't talk
that's
shit on the chefs.
See.
They're
cool.
staying.
Also, we've been in the car for a very long time. Can you please remind me where the bathroom is? I have to pee so badly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we actually don't. This house is like from 1938. There's actually no bathroom here.
Oh, okay. Solid. Just go.
That's fine.
Pick a room.
Can I
pick a room?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. There's okay. Down that hall to the right. Swing a righty.
Awesome. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, my God. Dalton. Oh, God. Okay. We'll catch up in a second.
More people.
Who do we got?
Hey.
Ashley and Dustin.
Back again.
Welcome. You guys have been here before. Come on in.
Well,
we have.
I'm sorry that we ran a little bit late. Ashley walked into the neighbor's house again.
Oh my God.
Did you really?
I'm really sorry. I don't know. They just look so much alike.
Okay. Yeah. Dalton, backstory. When we had our first housewarming party, Ashley showed up and she actually walked into our neighbor's house.
Our houses do. We live on one of those streets where it's like every house looks the same, but
well,
not in a cute suburban way, like in an old, poor
in
way.
In Ashley's defense, when Cody and I did come there for the Christmas party, I made Andrew go outside because I wasn't sure which house was which.
Thank
they
you.
All look the same.
Thank
it's
you.
Very true.
We got all the way in the living room.
We got
oh my
inside
God.
The house.
But our neighbors nice, though.
So
you
nice.
Know?
They were
did,
so
they didn't
nice.
Shoot you, which is nope. surprising. We are in Missouri.
Yeah, for Missouri, that's shocking. Shocking.
Yep.
Yeah. He knew where we were supposed to be. He was like, they're
have
over
you,
there.
Have you guys heard from Mike and Alyssa yet? I feel like, I'm just a little, you know, they're flying. I'm worried of a, you know, plane explosion or something.
Oh, no, they're here. I thought they were driving in, like driving from...
Oh,
Alyssa's
did they
parents.
Drive?
No. Driving from
Oh, they're staying
parents.
With her parents?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense, because they said they were driving, and I was like, really? You're driving from L.A.? Oh, speak of the devil.
What's up, you guys?
Come on.
Oh,
hey,
my God. Look at you. You own a house? Yeah. I love the chef curtains. They're beautiful, dude.
I love
oh,
it.
Did you pick these out?
You're so goddamn adult. I love it.
Come on in. Guys, this is so amazing. I'm so glad you're here.
We've missed you guys. It's been so long since we've all been in one...
I know.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was your Christmas party.
Has
yeah.
it been
yeah.
that long?
Wow. It's been that
so.
Long.
You guys oh, wow. have to live across.
I know,
the
and I'm so
to.
Tired. We had to do a layover in Denver, and it got delayed. And then my parents picked me up, and then we drove here from my parents. It was a whole
thing.
Like, so I need some alcohol. Is my point.
Yeah. Okay. booze.
Yeah, it's this weather, right? Shot? Delayed because
yes.
of the weather.
Oh my God, this. Yeah. We don't get yeah. storms like this in LA, which so it's kind of nice. It was nice for like 5 minutes to see like, oh my God, rain. But
no, the storms have been crazy.
But I like a storm. You know, it just kind of is calming. Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
It's calming, but have you heard the thunder tonight? It's like it's shaking, vibrating.
Ooh, shit.
And
right
the rain, if you guys noticed, is sideways.
Yeah, so not cozy.
I did not notice that.
What? Yeah.
But anyway, let's get this fucking party
hey guys,
started.
Uh-huh. Hold on. Group hug real quick real before quick. We start yes. pouring drinks. Let's get in here. Get in here. Let's hug to. What are we hugging to? Do you guys want to start a podcast or something?
Nah,
that's
not
terrible.
Like, everybody has a podcast. No. Nobody would listen.
That sounds lame.
No.
But
everybody
how
has
about
a podcast nowadays.
We hug to friendship, lifelong friendship.
Friendship.
And being together forever.
We'll hug to our love.
Yeah.
No, count me out.
Nope,
are
coming. We're getting in. We're getting in. Dalton,
get
in here.
Get
by the way,
in.
I don't want to hug anymore. I don't want to do it.
Okay, everybody hug around Dalton. Dalton in the middle.
Mike, can I have my own hug?
You get your own hug. You get your own hug.
Yes.
Get over here, beery fuck.
All right,
shots.
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 Shots. Shots. Shots.
Okay, Dustin. Okay, that was...
One,
that was really
two,
good.
Buckle my shoe.
Okay, so Ashley?
A noodle. Penne.
21!
Cheers! Cheers. Yes. Yes.
Blink it.
Woo-hoo. I'm gonna be very honest. I am surprised that we got through that entire round. Congratulations, everyone. Ashley, I am judging your choice of noodle, but it's okay. It's fine.
Wait. What was your choice?
Pool noodle.
Pool noodle.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh, and make it not
noodle.
An edible noodle.
Now that we've completed that game, maybe we should, I don't know, ride the bus, flip cup.
Strip poker.
Circle of Death.
Charty McDennis. Does anybody still have the
I still have
Charty
it, yeah.
McDennis?
We haven't played a real good game of Truth or Dare lately.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
Going
God.
Old school.
That could be fun.
Oh,
anybody
yeah.
Anybody
down? Old school, dude.
And maybe after that, we'll play Spin the Bottle.
Ooh.
Yeah, Spin the Bottle and then 7 minutes in Heaven.
Yes.
Let's just turn this into a junior high, like, sleepover.
I was
yes.
never allowed to play that.
Ashley, you go first. Truth or Dare?
I'm going to go truth because I know every single one of you.
Okay. What should I ask her, guys?
Confident.
Ask her who she likes in the group.
Ooh, ask her what her social security number is.
I agree with Dalton.
Ooh, okay. No. If you and Dustin were to do a three-way, who would you do it with?
Oh, my God. How salacious.
It has to be people in this house.
In this house.
It has to be people in this house, and you have to be honest.
Let's see.
I'm very bendy. I do yoga. Just
Ooh,
to throw
she
that out
is.
There.
Incredibly bendy. I've seen
Laura
yoga.
Is campaigning
from outside
for herself.
I mean, she's the one who suggested that it stay in this house. I think she has strip poker.
And I suggested strip poker. I'm feeling it tonight.
Screw your pants.
This is what happens when you let Laura drink.
It's
very
true.
You know what? Laura's convinced me. She's bendy.
Yes.
We'll take it.
Nice. I mean, my bedroom's all upstairs. Right. You two want to go up to the bedroom?
Hey, let's go.
All right. Hey.
This is hitting a different level.
Hey, I'm not even allowed in there.
Ashley, you go.
Okay. Let's see. Dalton, truth or dare?
Oh boy. You know what? Truth. Why not?
Okay. Let's see.
Make him admit his love for us.
That's a really good one.
That's not the truth.
That is pretty good.
You have to do the
truth.
Yeah,
Dalton, tell us the truth. Do you love your friends?
Which ones?
Oh, wow.
That's good.
All Ooh. Of the friends in this house.
Jesus. Is this a MySpace best friends list?
Yes, MySpace it. Who's your top five?
Oh, my God.
This is going to be really unfortunate for two of you.
How about we actually? You. How about we go around the room and everyone says their least favorite person in the room?
Oh, all right.
This is supposed to be
God.
Fun.
That wasn't the no. That wasn't the question. That wasn't the question.
No deflecting.
Oh my goodness! I don't know about this. This is a house of love.
How about this, Dalton?
We went from love to now.
Hate. I think we've given you too many things. I'm gonna narrow it down for you.
Please do. Please narrow this down.
Tell
for me.
Us once and for all. do you love us?
Cody, study his face. You'll know when he's lying.
In what capacity? Like, unconditionally.
Do you enjoy our company?
I don't think you have unconditional love for anybody.
Do I enjoy? I enjoy the company of everyone in this room.
I'll take it.
That's as good as it gets.
Yeah. I'm gonna fucking cry.
Okay, I'm satisfied.
Okay.
But I do love you.
Oh my God!
They kissed.
Okay. That's actually the first gay kiss in this house, as far as I'm aware.
Oh, you're welcome.
There's no way.
Okay. Michael.
Yes.
Truth or dare?
Well, you know I gotta take a fucking dare. Give me one.
Yeah.
Dare.
Okay. All right. I dare you.
To
take a shot.
Okay.
Of whatever concoction the person of your choosing makes.
Ooh. I like the person of your choosing part.
Okay.
He's got a little control in
it's
it.
It's like a pick your poison. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let me get out the poison from underneath the sink.
Okay, so now we know if Andrew gets picked, it's going to be like bleach or something.
Yeah, no biological matter this time. I'm going to say, Ashley, you make me one.
Oh, buddy. Wrong choice.
You really
I trust
up
Ashley
there.
Implicitly.
No.
Ashley, there's gasoline in the garage.
Hey. No, you want me to live. You like me, kinda. Don't do that.
I'm pretty sure I saw a snail on the step as we walked in. So if we noticed on
you,
I had some garnish.
Okay. I'm going to be right back.
Oh, okay. I do not trust Ashley. I'm going to go with her.
All right.
Perfect.
Probably Mike, you best. Might die if that's her husband saying that, dude.
What do you think Ashley's making?
Probably something really disgusting. I hope.
She's been
Sorry,
gone
Mike.
A very long time. So
she
I
went
am
outside,
both
so I don't know what she's possibly getting.
Right?
Okay, well, it's been so long. I'm getting hungry. Does anybody want to come up? Cody, you want to come up and help me get some snacks together upstairs?
Yes, I would love to. Do you have any celery? I'm suddenly craving a vessel for ranch dressing.
I actually think I do. Let's go.
Will you bring me some pizza rolls?
Ooh, pizza rolls.
Right. Or pizza bagels.
Oh, you know. Or just pizza.
We don't have any of that here, but she can figure it out.
We'll try to make it happen.
Come on, babe.
We'll try to make it happen.
Figure out some pizza.
We'll be right back.
Bye, I love you.
Oh, guys. Oh, it's so good to have you guys back.
I'm glad we can make this work.
No, I miss this. I really do.
Why don't
miss
we
this.
All, like, hold hands for a minute? All four of us.
Or not.
All right. I'm drunk enough for this. Let's hold some hands. Right. Dalton is going to be a tough sell.
Fine, I will give you a pinky. You can have a pinky.
I'm taking the pinky.
Okay, let's say a prayer for the night of fun.
Dear Christian Lord, being Christ.
See, I told you, the storm is crazy.
Dude, it's like right on top of
us. But we're inside. It's cool.
No, we're back in the middle of fucking Tornado Alley. This is why we left Missouri in the first place.
Well, when there's a tornado, we'll deal with
one
it
time
as a family.
One time, storm really bad. There was some water coming through the closet, but not a big deal. You know, we just laid some towels down.
Not a big deal.
Down.
It's fine. Just lay some towels down. It's fine.
I'm so glad I don't have to deal with that anymore.
I mean, all we have to deal with is earthquakes or floods or tsunamis or what's the other thing? Fires. Oh, yeah.
Whoa, oh, sorry, guys. Mike, did you sit on the remote or something, dude? Sorry about
that. I did not sit on the remote. I would tell you.
No, look. Wait a second. Dalton, you see that, right? It's right there next to the closet.
But I don't know what I'm looking at.
Okay,
Andrew,
guys,
this is your basement. What is that?
It's just a thing that happens. It's not.
It's getting bigger. It's getting bigger. Guys, take a step back.
Nope.
Okay. Laura, turn the oven off. I think you opened the gas line or something.
What is happening?
There's a light. There's a reflection on the window or...
Guys, I can't see anything.
Do you hear that?
It's so bright.
It's like a humming sound.
A beat?
Guys, I kind of want to touch it.
No, don't touch it.
I'll go and touch it if you're going to touch it.
No, don't touch
okay.
it.
Everything all four
I've
of us.
Seen about any of this means
it's just gas.
It.
It's not going to hurt.
Guys, it's getting even bigger. I don't like it.
It's just
like
taking over most of the room.
Guys, I can feel
I promise it's gonna be different this time.
No, like last time it really hurt. Like,
okay,
my stomach hurt for like a week.
That's why we're putting the ranch in it.
How come
so
I didn't get ranch when I got to?
You were an experiment. It was the first time I did it.
I'm sick of being an experiment all the time.
Okay, well now Mike gets to. Mike?
Mike. Where'd they go?
Guys?
Alyssa!
Mike!
Andrew!
Connie!
Alyssa!
It's dark. It's so gross outside. Why would they just go somewhere in this mess?
This is crazy.
He must have been really worried about that shot Ashley was making.
Hi!
Babe!
Okay, guys, did you find them? They're not inside.
No, it's so gross out here. I can barely see anything, but all of the cars are still here.
Well, we checked everywhere inside, like every closet, every nook and cranny, even the ones that they wouldn't fit in.
Yeah.
We checked them.
Has anyone tried calling them?
Yeah. I keep getting sent straight to voicemail.
Yeah, for all their numbers.
I'm actually getting worried. Like, he doesn't just, like, go.
It has been a while.
Been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available.
Straight to voicemail.
This doesn't feel right. I mean, it has been a really long time. The weather's bad. They can't be anywhere but outside hiding somewhere.
Do we think this is an elaborate prank? I mean, Mike and Andrew, they love to do their little schemes. And I mean, they probably roped Dalton and Alyssa in, right? Like, ha ha ha, let's make everyone freaking freak out and think that they left and abandoned us. I don't know.
They would do that.
Well, Laura. Maybe so.
Alyssa would feel bad right away.
Alyssa caves to peer pressure.
I don't know, you guys, but it's really gross out here. Can we go back inside and just sit and wait for them to come back?
Yeah.
Joke's on them. We're not looking for them anymore.
Okay.
What's your emergency?
Hi. You're going to think we're insane.
Yeah, hello, 911. What's your emergency?
Okay,
hello, are
I'm
you
sorry.
There? Hello?
Yep, sorry. Trauma victim right now. Give me a second. Okay. We were all partying.
Uh-huh.
Jesus Christ, I'm
uh-huh.
losing it. We
partying.
Were all in
yeah.
our house.
Ma'am, are you of age to party? I need to know that. If you're underage,
yes.
This could be a very serious offense.
Okay, I know I sound like I'm 15. I'm 30 years old. I'm 30, okay?
Okay,
I have a house and a dog and a husband.
You do not need to shout, okay?
My
Thank
husband
you.
Is missing, and so are his friends.
Okay.
And so we're calling because, I don't know, can you send somebody, like, somebody who has, like, sniffing dogs and they could sniff, like, a shirt of one of theirs and then, like, they go and look for them?
Okay, let me,
because
I need to, ma'am, I need to ask you a very important question. How long have they been missing?
What do you think, guys, like, Two, three hours?
Three or four hours.
Yeah, three or four.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm hearing a lot of voices in the background, and I'm hearing like 3 or 4 hours maybe. Would you say that's correct?
Yes, and I know what you're going to say. I know you're going to say they're not a missing person until it's been like 48 hours.
Ma'am,
I'm sorry to tell you,
they're not a missing person unless it's been at least 24 hours, which it sounds like it has not. Are all of these individuals of 18 years or older?
Guys, okay, sideline. I'm going to lie to them. Should I just say that one of them is not... Should I say one of them is, like, underage?
Yeah, yes, not a terrible idea.
If it's going to get them to come out.
I hear muffled sounds on the other end of the phone. If this is not an actual emergency, you need to hang up the phone. I have actual people calling me who are actually injured.
Okay, you're not a very nice operator. I'm under stress. Okay, so yes, one of the missing is a 14-year-old,
slow
a 14-year-old
down.
Young lad by the name of Andrew, and he is gone with his older friends, Michael and Alyssa, and one of them is underage, so does that make it a bigger deal?
I need to ask.
Oh, God, Dalton as well. Holy moly. And
is the 14-year-old, have they
this
been missing
be a hate crime.
For 24 to 48 hours?
Just say yes.
Okay, yes. I hate you, but yes. They have been missing for 24 to 48 hours.
Okay, we will send a patrol car out as soon as we can. The storms are really bad, and we have a lot of units that are dispersed in other areas who, frankly, need it more than you do, okay?
Okay. Guys, Jesus. You can't get good help in this city.
Did you get her name? We should leave, like, a Yelp review or something.
Ugh. I could be a Karen in this situation.
We should be. You should be. Our friends are missing. Your husband is missing.
My husband is missing.
Your husband
all
is missing.
The husband.
Except yours. How convenient, Ashley.
Whoa.
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 Whoa. Whoa.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm just under a lot of stress right now.
It's
I don't
okay.
like being
it's
away
okay,
from
Cody.
Dalton.
It's okay.
I understand.
Cody.
I understand. We can't turn on each other yet.
We cannot.
We
You're
should
right.
save
You're
that.
Right.
Okay? Stick together for now.
Guys, I don't want to speak too soon, but I think there could be something more sinister going on here. I'm looking it up right now, and I just read this whole article about the government doing, like, these, like, weird experiments with, like, different universes and, like, portals to other dimensions. Like, could it be that? Or, like, some, you know, glitch in the Matrix? Or, like, I don't know, birds aren't real? Like, I don't know.
I don't... Have you been playing too much Baldur's Gate? I don't know, Dustin. That just sounds like some D&D kind of silliness. That
he doesn't play
D&D.
I don't know. I do have aluminum foil, and I'm going to put some on my head right now. Right now.
Oh,
they
okay.
are listening to our brains right now. Oh,
okay.
my God. Oh, my God.
Okay. Okay. We're going to have him just go sit down for a little bit, right, Dustin?
No! They're listening to us! They're here!
Last night,
oh, here it is, Laura. Here it is.
Police have advised there are no current leads to the whereabouts of these missing individuals. They are urging residents in the area to call in if they have any knowledge. The police have dispatched canine units to search the area surrounding the home, but so far
Andrew would be so happy they had the canines out for him.
Officials announced early this morning that if no further evidence comes in, this may become a cold case.
Oh my god. It's only been a few days. How can they already say that it's going to be a cold case?
Ugh. I'm so close to calling Ashley Flowers and Britt of Crime Junkie. It's not even funny.
I mean, maybe we just should, right? Get, like, the sympathy. Like, should we just, like, take to the internet and, like, post some stuff that could go viral? Like, I just don't know what else to do.
Yeah, I mean, I did used to bartend with Delia D'Ambra, who reports
so
and writes for Crime Junkie. So, like, there is a chance we could get an in there.
I think we follow all leads.
Okay. I think your phone's vibrating.
Okay. Oh, it's Ashley. Okay, I'm going to put her on speakerphone. Hello?
Hey, did you guys just see that on the news?
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
A cold case?
Yeah, can you believe that shit? It's
what
like they
the
don't
hell?
Even care. Four people go missing and they investigate for 3 days and decide, well, we did enough.
Yeah, they couldn't even be missing until 24 hours, suddenly 72 hours later. Anyway. We found some stuff online.
Okay, continue. Okay.
It's like similar to this, kind of.
I told you it was sinister.
Wait, is this the conspiracy theories?
Okay, but listen, Dustin might actually be right.
I'm willing to hear it out one more time. The past 17 times have not made sense, but I will give you one more time.
Okay, listen, though, it's not just us.
What?
They're on Reddit. I can send you the links. The links are on Reddit. And Dustin, explain what.
Yeah. There's this subreddit it's just called Missing People, right? And like, there was a story from yesterday. These people were hanging out with their friends. It was almost exactly like our story. Like they went in the other room to do something, and like they came back, and their friends were gone. And the weird part is that they saw like some sort of like flash. Or something like, I don't know, it looked like just sci-fi, like some weird flash and like portal-looking thing in the corner of the room.
Guys, it was storming that night. Like, it was probably just lightning.
No. Listen. I wasn't going to say anything before because I thought it was like a reflection, or I thought, like you said, lightning. But when we came around the corner, you guys were still upstairs, and Dustin and I had the shot. We were talking about the shot. Turned the corner, and I saw like a flash, or it was like a reflection, and I didn't think anything of it because duh, lightning. But now that I'm thinking about it, I realized there was no window.
So these posters on Reddit, they're reporting that they saw something similar to what you remember, Ashley.
Yeah, but they're describing a portal. And I just saw, like, the flash, so maybe I caught it at the end of the portal closing.
There's a new post.
A new post.
Look, this is from somebody else, but they got a picture of what they think is one of these portals. Do you see this?
Sorry, guys, the dogs are barking.
Henry! Stop barking!
Can you send it to me?
Yeah, I'll send it right over to you. It sounds like they, like, right before it closed, they happened to have their phone out and got this picture real quick. Did it look like that?
Yeah, I mean, it was like purple, but it wasn't that big. Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it. People have Photoshop. I don't know that I...
Yeah. Ashley, Dustin, how much Reddit karma does this person have?
It's like 3.
Okay. I know we're all upset. I get it. But I'm just saying, I don't think we need to resort to the crazy portal people yet. I think we need to trust science.
But then what did I see?
Laura, it's been almost a week and we still haven't heard a single thing from them. I'm really starting to lose hope. I mean, what if Dustin and Ashley were right?
I just don't see. Like, I know we all watch science fiction. We love all the TV, but it just seems like something out of like a bad movie. Like, we can't think that a portal just opened in my basement.
Laura, don't get me wrong, but I know how difficult it must have been to live with Andrew. And he's been gone for a week, and this house is suddenly full of vegetables. I mean, we all know Andrew would not have vegetables in this house. So, like, if you wanted the broccoli that badly, you should have just gotten your own mini fridge or something. You didn't have to kill my husband!
You think that I murdered both of our husbands and best friends.
I don't know, Laura. Just
because
nothing
Andrew
makes
refused
sense.
To go on the Blue Zone diet.
Okay, can you please just pass the Pinot? Please pass the
okay.
Pinot.
Okay, guys.
Yeah.
Tensions are high. We're all stressed out. Granted, we have not lost our spouses.
Interesting.
Nice.
But we cannot fight right now. Right now, we are the only ones that are doing anything. This case went cold. Nobody's helping us. We have got to work together.
Yeah, I don't even hear the dogs outside anymore.
I know. Those canines, they gave up.
But we can't give up, you guys. We can't give up. We have to keep fighting for justice and answers.
Okay.
That's what I
That's
need.
That's the spirit.
It's him back so I can force feed him vegetables.
And when he comes back, I will help you hold him down.
We will find him and he will eat a salad. I promise you, Laura.
We will entice him with spaghetti squash.
Thanks, guys.
Oh my gosh, Cody, just look at Goose. She hasn't been the same since that night.
She misses her daddy so much. She hasn't left that spot.
I know, and she normally is, she cuddles, like she wants to sleep in the bed, so the fact that she just hasn't left that spot where Ashley says she saw the portal.
Wait, so Goose doesn't normally lounge out around here?
No, she doesn't stay in the basement ever unless we're down here. So the fact that I can't like entice her with treats, like all she ever wants
that's
are treats. And so she's just staying there.
You know what else? I've been taking a lot of melatonin lately, so consider everything I'm about to say with a small grain of salt. Melatonin always makes me have these weird dreams like I'm dancing with Michelle Visage and suddenly I can't find my tap shoes. But in the most recent dreams I've been having, it's like Dalton's visiting me and he keeps saying, babe, the portal, the portal.
What?
The portal.
Whoa.
It feels so real. Like, it feels like he's there talking to me, telling me to look for this portal.
Should we just... I know Ashley and Dustin want to see a psychic. Should we just do it? I mean, what do we have to lose?
Yeah, at this point, what other leads do we have to follow? Maybe they can point us in the right direction.
Okay, I'll call her. And
okay.
Let's just do it.
Okay, I'll open another bottle of wine.
Thank you.
You are the four who are looking for your friends, correct?
Yes, that's
friends
us.
Friends and
how did
loved
you know?
Ones.
Ah, Miss Dixie's all. Please come in, come in. Come into my sanctum.
See, I told you guys.
I mean, we did fill out paperwork that said we're looking for a missing friend, so.
It smells like a litter box in here.
I sense an aura around all of you. An aura of sadness.
Is it the tears on my face? Is that how you found the aura?
Listen, hear her out. Remember, she is the only person that can help us right now. We hope. Okay, nobody else
is. She
is
a psychic in Missouri. I'm just going to say that. We're not in LA, where all the psychics are cool.
Wait, I could. I feel it. I feel the spirits. There is your friend. I am smelling cool water for some reason.
Okay.
That smells like. What's his name? Drew?
Okay. Dalton.
Oh, Dalton!
Oh!
Dalton
Cody! Yeah, your husband!
He is giving off extra strong energy, but I feel three others with him, but they are lost.
Does one feel malnourished, maybe?
Yes.
One feels probably, like, strong and healthy, and the other one very sickly.
Really feel like their vitamins are depleted.
Yeah, that's a lack of vegetables, but we were talking about with Andrew.
Yeah.
I mean, he's always like that, but probably even more so.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm afraid I do not have good news about your friends. While I can sense I can sense their energy, but I can tell it is not on this plane.
What? On this plane! Oh my god! They took the portal to a different plane.
Not like an airplane?
No, not like an airplane, Laura. Come on, stay with me.
But Los Angeles! Like, Mike and Alyssa live in Los Angeles. They could take a plane.
No,
okay,
no,
I'm sorry, actually.
We're not doing something as conventional as aeroplanes. What I mean is the planes of existence.
Yeah,
they
dimensions.
They are both here, but not here. I
Lady,
can feel
just
them.
Say
they
what are, you mean.
Are they in, like, Omaha?
I can feel a tether to them. They are still tethered to our world, but it is waning. Something, wherever they are, is pulling them there. The door was opened on their side, and I'm afraid it could only be closed on their side.
Wait.
What?
So where are the tethers? If we know where the tethers are, we can go to where the tethers are and tether them back to our world.
Okay.
Yeah?
If we give you an extra $20, can you just, like, speak English to us?
Oh, yes, an extra
or something.
$20. Okay, yes. Okay, actually, what it is, like, your friends are, I don't know, have you seen, like, Into the Spider-Verse? It's like that.
Yeah.
It's like that. They're like.
Andrew like, Spider-Man now?
There are worlds layered on top of other worlds. So that's like, so they can be like here in this spot, but like in a different realm, in a different place. You know what I mean? So I can like see that they have traveled that way, but unfortunately.
But why are
there
they
really
there?
Isn't a way
How
to
did they get
back.
There?
Like I said, the door was opened on that side. Someone there was strong enough to suck them into their realm.
And they just went voluntarily? My husband just left me?
No. Something with that powerful of magic would have pulled them in. It would have, like a magnet, would have sensed.
Magic. You're saying that magic is responsible for the disappearance of my husband.
I'm saying a strange manifestation that we do not yet understand pulled them without their consent and into that world.
Well, can't we just manifest them back? Isn't what all of the, like, kids these days do? They just, like, I'm manifesting. Can't we just manifest them back?
Laura, listen. What other explanation is there? I saw a blip, which was probably the portal closing because then they were gone. And Goose, don't forget about Goose. Goose has just been sitting there right where I saw it.
Oh, wait, so you know where they were pulled?
I mean, we don't know. Ashley thinks they were pulled out through my basement.
I don't think anything. I know.
Okay.
I was there. I saw the blip. I don't know what else to call it. And Goose has been sitting there.
Is that the last place she smelled Andrew, maybe? Is that spot?
Maybe. You know how dogs can sense some stuff? Like,
that's true. Do
you speak to dogs also, being a psychic? Is that how that works? Can you talk to Goose? Can you come over, have a conversation?
I'm so sorry. But if we have, in my lobby, I actually have cards with people who also, like, work in the kind of similar realm. So there are some dog whisperers that you could try out. But honestly, if you already know where that dog, because dogs can sense things, man. If she's already in that area,
like I said,
I would go and I would cleanse that space, make it as warm and inviting as possible. If you help them find the path, they could come back out.
Okay, so warm, comforting things. Alyssa likes tea and books.
I was thinking more of like saging the area, but you know what? Nothing would hurt.
Okay. We must try everything.
Sage is a vegetable. Don't you think that would make Andrew stay away even more?
I think sage is an herb.
Okay, and you get about 30 more seconds of this voice.
And then what?
You're going to go back to speaking gibberish?
Yeah, sorry, I'm contracted with my boss.
Ugh, jeez. Okay, first of all, you should be represented by a union. We'll talk about that later after my husband is found. Second of all, what is our best plan of action here?
So I think what you need to do is you're going to...
Oh, here we go.
Make the energy nice and inviting in the area. And then you're going to call out to your loved ones and show with your spirit, with your aura, that you are bringing them back. You are like a beacon of light in their foggy darkness.
I don't know what's more inviting than chefs on a curtain, but I guess we can try.
Good luck.
He's so right.
And if you'd like more, that would be another $250.
Oh, no, thanks. God. We're good. Thanks, Mystique. This was really enlightening.
Our husbands are missing. We're a single income household now.
On a teacher salary.
I understand, but I'm also a single mother. So anyway, goodbye.
Well, hello there, folkaroonies. It's Faerun's most sensitive and sensual wizard, Jeff. Allow me to slide on into your cozy little earholes for an important message. I have a podcast.
Ooh, you're on the advice corner. Ba-da-ba-ba.
Dear Jeff. I'm a young goblin exploring my body. What do I do when my sex spikes come out? And is it a sin? You want to start a mutiny, huh? And who speaks for all of you?
I speak for us.
Oh, yeah? Come on up here and say it in the mic. Say it to my face, then.
Yeah, bro, I'll say it to your face. You do weird stuff at night, and we all have to watch.
I mean, why do you make us face you when you do it? That thing at night.
Ha! You see the deal here? I run Bedtown.
Yeah, what's it like to touch your...
What is it like? I mean, it's... my hands are up here, by the way, so I'm not doing anything.
Right.
Describe to me the skin feel.
Smooth, Jeff.
Uh-huh.
Jeff,
my hand, hands. I'm sorry, hands. My hands are up here.
Yeah, but I see you casting mage hands.
Oh, okay. Sounds pretty fun, huh? Bet you wish you were invited to the old Jeff party. Well, you are. Tune your dials in to Patreon for the exclusive show and join in the fun. But Jeffrey, it costs gold and shekels and dollar money. Why would I join the Patreon when Dungeon Radio Hour is free? How about precisely for that reason? Look, if you love Dungeon Radio Hour, I gotta tell ya, those four fine folks work their little hiney butts off. And this is the best way to give back and, selfishly, get yourself a new library of Dungeon Radio Hour content. Afraid of commitment? I get it, most women are afraid of committing to me. Now, I have a strong, sexy suspicion you'll want to stick around, but if you want to just do 1 month to binge the entire catalog and think of it as a one-time support of the show, hey, it's a free dimension. Do what you want. So what are you waiting for? This commercial to end? Don't sweat it. I'll wait right here while you sign up. Did you do it? You did?
OMG! This is amazing! Don't forget to tell your friends and your single cousins to check out JeffCast and the rest of the amazing content on Patreon!
This is Golden Radio Hour.
Now back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Oh my god, like that was wild. But before you go, I also think it's important for like you to see what's been up with Dalton the whole time he's been here. And like, I know what you're saying, no, Raz, you need to get consent first before you go trotting through other people's brain juice. Girl, like, don't worry, I'm the queen of consent, okay? And I totally asked him if it was okay for me to go exploring around in his brain while he was unconscious. And like, he didn't say no. And that's close enough, right? I'm so funny. But for real. Look, this is what has happened to him while he's been here. Maybe there are some answers in his memories. Let's like find out together, okay?
I didn't look. I didn't want to capture you. Okay, I had to. You see that guy over there, the tall one, in the leather and the armor. He's my boss. Okay, and when you don't do what he says, he gets really angry. Do you see these scorch marks on my fur? It's from him. So I did. Yeah, you prisoner, you stay in there and you, look, it's all an act, you're gonna be fine, okay? I'll bring you water and food and we'll be friends, just you and me. My name's Clark, by the way. I do pottery. Do you wanna see my pottery? I have this ball. It's just a ball.
Clark, get over here, you bumbling idiot. Leave the prisoner alone.
Come in, master. Yep, I gotta go, but I'll be back, okay? I'll be back. Come in.
Yes, master. What
is it that I can do for you?
I need you to guard the prisoner. Don't let him out of your sight. And the other three that came in through the portal with him, I need you to take care of them. In fact, load the prisoner up on my cart. I'll take him with me now, and you can deal with the other three. My scouts have said they're on their way to this very cave at this very moment.
That's fine, sir, boss, Mr. Nesnar. I'll do whatever you want me to do. You just say it, and Clark's your guy. But I'm not a guy, I'm a bug. Clark's your bugbear. What do you want me to do with this, this other guy that's over here? He's just kind of laying in the floor.
Oh, my head hurts. Oh, God, I don't feel so good. Hey, buddy.
Hey, you with the muscles. You're no match for the Black Spider. He's gonna come here and he's gonna kill you. Oh, got a lot to say, huh? What's that? We can't hear you.
Oh, this little twerp. He killed all our friends. Oh, we should just kill him now.
We can't do that.
Why?
The Black Spider will kill us, you twerp.
I just want a piece of him right now.
There is a lot of him to go around.
He's a little twerp.
Such a twerp. Shut up! Shut up over there! Nobody cares about you.
You little whore!
Oh, it looks like he's arrived. It's okay, time, okay. It's time.
Stand up straight, okay. stand up straight.
Well, kids, it looks like our dinner's just about done. If you all want to gather around here by this fire and we can partake in this feast that good old Schlappy Parnassus, your old papa, has made for you.
I love how you say your own name when you call us to dinner, Daddy.
Yes, Papa.
I'm so hungry.
Papa, when will we see Mama?
Well, now, I told you, child of mine, that Jen is your name. I had to think about it for a second because there's just so many of you. Me and your mama, we had so many of you little rugrats. We only wanted one, but we got more than that. Isn't that right, Gloria?
Sure, Dad.
Now, your mama, that's right. We're going to see her in just a few more days. She's already up in Thunder Tree. She went there to make sure that everything was prepared for us, that we would have a nice home to go to, that we would have a shop. Whoa, kids.
Daddy.
Did you hear that?
It's a bear.
Is there someone there?
It could
Daddy,
be a bear.
What is it?
Oh, all right, kids. Everybody, go to hide and seek plan two. Everybody go. Now, crouch, hide, hide,
oh my God,
hide.
I don't know where to go. I don't know where to go.
What was that?
Did you guys see that?
Well, he looked like an owlbear running through here searching for some kind of feast, I tell you what.
Pappy Bear? He was pretty scared, Papa.
He did seem scared. He also seemed injured. Is that blood there on them leaves that he left there?
Ew, blood.
Ew.
Gloria, did you get
a
good look at him? No, we're not going to die there, Jen. I promise you, I'm going to take care. I told your old mama that I would take care of all of my children, even you, Gloria.
Sure, Dad.
Hey there, pal. Hey, I just saw you over here by yourself. Just wanted to bring you a drink. Yeah, so what's your deal, man? Like, what are you up to? What brings you around? Okay, you're kind of the quiet type. That's fine. It's cool.
Hey, private. Don't be sick. Hey, new guy, ignore him. He's a private. Hey, how about an ale on me? You too, private. Drink up.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
sir. We've been over this.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. New guy, what's your deal here, bud? He doesn't talk much, this guy. Private, while we're sitting here with this guy who's not talking, I just gotta say, you know, what do you think about this Les Paul guy? Okay, look, this is our hometown, you and me. And these gobos are coming out of the woodwork. I hear tale of goblins just destroying the nearby towns, coming in there.
If we just, like, talk to them, maybe we could learn something about them and we could be friends. Like, we're not so different.
That's enough ale for you. You're thinking about becoming friends with goblins? What do you mean? You know what they do? They eat entrails. They eat eyeballs. They eat eyebrows.
I don't know. He might be a nice guy. We just don't really know him like that. I don't know.
Listen, there's not just one goblin coming. There's not just 100 coming. There's 1,000, 10,000 coming. And Les Paul, you know, I'm not going to be racist here, but he's a fish man. He's a fishy. I've been calling him fish stick behind his back.
You're not supposed to say the F word.
I know.
Yeah, fish stick.
Hey, Tony, you know. Yeah, Tony knows.
Yeah.
But Private, you didn't hear it from me, but unless he gets his crap together, we're going to lose this damn town as soon as those gobbies cross our threshold.
Yeah, we're going to lose this D-word town. Yeah.
Private, you can cuss around me. New guy doesn't care. You don't care, do you, new guy? Ah, you're the quiet type. What? Oh, son of a... All right, Private, grab your arms. New guy, I don't know what you're here for, but... Let's go kill some goblins!
Let's go kill them! Kill them all!
Dalton! Dalty, Dalty dot 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 dot. D-man, D-dog, can you hear me? It's your friend from across the hall, Razzmatazz. Dalton! Okay, look, I know you're like unconscious in your goo or whatever, but like I know you can hear me because our minds are doing their meld thing. I don't know why you're the only one in this godforsaken place I can talk to, but you're the only one that I can talk to. And when you don't talk to me back, I try not to take offense to it, and I try not to take it personal, but, like, I take it super personal. And it's fine. It's fine. Look, I know you've been through a lot, and I know that you're not from here. And, spoiler alert, I'm not from here either. Do you see any other bubblegum pink unicorns with glittering, beautiful manes around here? No. No, you don't. And you probably don't have them in your world either, which means I'm special, okay? And yeah, I know you're special too. And we're all special, and we're all unique, and that's fine. But if you could just, like, give me something. Like, I'm just, like, trotting along in your brain all day long, and you just let me see whatever I want to, but the moment I ask you to come into my brain, you say no? You're like, no, I don't want to go in Princess Razzmatazz's brain. Don't let me do that. It's rude. Frankly, it's rude, okay? But listen, that's not what I came here to say. I came here to tell you something super important, and you're going to be, like, totally excited, and you don't have to thank me, but you should totally, like, just say thank you, okay? So I've met your friends. There's Andy, I think is his name, and Montgomery, and my favorite, Listless. Listen, why did you not tell me about Listless? Because she's, like, totes adorbs, and she's my new BFF, and, like, between you and me, I gave her some of my power. Like, I know I'm not supposed to, but ever since I've been in this plane of existence, this world, I felt like my power's been, like, split in two, and I think she has the other half. Like, she's the yin to my yang, you know? She's like the French to my French tips on my little hoopsies. You see? Well, you can't see because I'm in goo. Anyways, point being, I've met Listless, and listen, they're coming for you, okay? They're gonna be here soon, and they're gonna hey, what are they doing? Hey, no, where are you taking him? No, you can't, I'm talking, we are having a conversation with you. You can't take him with you. Where are you going? Oh, that's a scary door. Oh, that's, they're coming. I promise you, we're gonna get you out. Oh, this isn't good. Listless? Listless? Oh.
Oh my god. Oh my god, my head.
That was like super trippy. Who were those other people? They were like super concerned about your well-being and stuff.
Oh, brain freeze.
Alyssa, what happened? You were like, your eyes milked over for a while there.
I don't know how to describe it. I just saw a bunch of visions all at once. They just whizzed past my head, it felt like. But I saw Laura, and I saw
what?
And I saw Cody, and I saw
where's Laura? Is she? Wait, oh my
are
god!
Are they okay?
They're okay.
Like, are they
okay
here too?
No,
were they
no,
taken
no
here?
Razzles showed me what happened when we left. I completely forgot, but we just remember we were having that party, and Ashley and Dustin were over, and we were in your basement, and the portal just pulled us away. They didn't know what happened to us. They were searching for us. They had like conspiracy theories about it. They thought like maybe we got abducted, maybe we just ran away, and they were really missing us.
I guess I hadn't thought about it, but maybe it's just because you're here, but everybody else must be really worried about us.
They're so worried about us. It's like
I was sort of hoping that time would like freeze there while we've been here, but so it's been just as much time for them as it is for us? We've been here like over a month? 2 months?
I feel so guilty. They've just been spending all their time searching for us. They called the police. They went to like psychic with a bad
Razzles,
accent.
Razzles, you have these mind powers, right? I mean,
oh, Andrew, she can't hear you. Here, hold my hand. Hold my hand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now you can.
Hi again, Razzles.
Hi.
Hey,
welcome
it's
back.
Andrew. Hey, God, I just want to pet you so bad. I'm sorry.
Nope,
I've already,
that's
you know
a
what?
No touching policy. We talked about this.
Okay, I'm sorry. Listen, my wife is on the other side. She's on Earth, and I know you have these powers, and I know she's been looking for me, and I can't have her thinking that I left or disappeared or that I'm dead. I mean, frankly, she probably could move on very easily from me. I'm not, you know, the best catch. And I just really want to tell her that I'm okay, I'm alive, and that I'm going to find a way home. Is there anything you could do? Please, I will become a devout worshiper of you. I'll do anything.
Okay, wow, obsessive much? Not that I'm not into it, but let's take several seats here, okay? Let's unpack all of this luggage that you've just laid at my feet. First of all, can I do it? Can I communicate with this wife of yours on the other side? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally can.
Thank you.
The fact that they are able to talk to this psychic and the psychic can feel your presence on this side means that the portals are merging, which is good, but it's also really, really bad. Second of all, just because I can do it, am I going to do it? Probs not. And the only reason why I say that is because I don't like to put myself in the middle, you know? This seems like a you and her thing, not like a you, her, and
that's the thing.
Thing, right?
Raz,
right.
It is a me and her thing. It's the only thing. If you could just tell her he's okay. Just those two words. If you can just send those words, man, woman, thing, unicorn.
Unicorn, princess, thank you. You got there.
Princess Razzmatazz, my lordette and legion or whatever. Lord and lady, I don't give a shit what lady. You are, frankly. You have to do this. You have to do this because I am one of Alyssa's best friends and she's known me longer and I think you have to do this for me.
Yeah, Razzmatazz, couldn't this just be a little BFF favor? Just two little words, and that's it. I won't ask anything else of you.
Okay, you know what? For my little list, yeah, I'll do it. And plus, you're kind of cute when you beg, so you're welcome, okay?
I've been told that by my wife, by the way, so yeah. So thank you. I start kissing your hands.
Oh, no touching! No touching!
I'm sorry.
I also hold Alyssa's hand, and I say, Razzmatazz, since you're doing that, I'd love if you sent a message to Alyssa's parents, because they're watching our dogs, and they've got to be pretty pissed now. Our dogs don't get along with their dog, and it becomes a whole big fucking thing.
Yeah, they just thought we went to a friend's house and just never came back.
Just let them know, hey, we are coming back. If you could also reach out to my landlord and say, I know we're back 2 months rent, but...
listen, I am a unicorn, not a telephone, all right? I'm going to do this favor. I'm going to do this favor for Andrew.
You know what?
And
Laura's
then
smart. She'll tell them.
Yeah, she is pretty smart.
My parents
had
to have reached out to her by now, but
you think?
She'll let them know.
All right. Okay. Disregard. Can I tack something on for Laura at the end of Andrew's telegram?
No, you're done.
No, it's like a you have to pay per letter.
I'll pay per letter. What's the cost?
Okay, Listless, I need you to control him before I do, okay?
Thank you. I put my hand over his mouth. Got it. Yes.
Now, if all of you would be so kind as to figure out how to get me out of this goo, I would be so totes internally grateful.
Oh, I got you, dude. I get Alyssa out of goo all the time. First, we're going to need a ShamWow or a towel you don't care about. I'm going to, hold on. Give me your hoof. Give me the hoof.
No, punchy!
Razzmatazz. How else am I supposed to get you out?
As Razzmatazz says no touchy, Alyssa, she kicks all three of you out of the mind meld.
Mike, she said no touch.
She asked us to get her out of the goo.
Okay,
what am I supposed to do, dude?
We're in a mind meld. We have to fix it here on the physical realm.
Can I touch you, Alyssa? No, sorry, Mike. That was platonic touching, I'm suggesting.
No, she's all done. She doesn't want to talk
anymore.
No,
she's done, Jeff. Step 3 feet back. Well, she's done, Jeff.
Were you guys talking about me? This is a beautiful unicorn.
Nothing was about you, actually. You didn't come up. And I'm sorry about that.
No, she was showing me that our friends and our family are waiting on the other side in our world. And I also saw memories of Dalton's. He just, all of the traveling and fighting, and then he was here. He was right across from Raz, but then he was He was taken somewhere. She couldn't see because she was in the goo. But there has to be a way to open these because they opened it to get Dalton.
Listen, I don't know why you guys keep going on about this Dalton guy. I told you I can be your fourth. Come on, invite old Jeffy into the inner circle. Jeff, why don't you go take a walk? We've got shit to figure out. I shove Jeff away. Just take a walk, buddy. I'm sorry. God, that guy's, it's the voice.
No, I understand. I think it was warranted. And at a certain point, what are you supposed to do? You know?
Right.
I can't take a fucking hint.
Did anybody it's easier else for see... me if he's just not in this scene. You know what I mean? Just
for sure. For sure.
Okay. No, let me check. I check again the whole area, the whole contraption that Razzles is in, just to see if there's any sort of lever, anything that shows that where it can be opened.
It might not be a lever, though. It might be a button. So also look for a button. But it also might be a switch. You
button,
know?
Lever, switch.
Oh, it could be a pull cord, like a British toilet. So also look for a pull cord, maybe.
Or a clap. I clap my hands twice, like one of those lights that you only see in movies.
Yes, clappers.
Yeah.
Does anything happen?
Oh, it could be two keys 9 feet apart, like for the atom bombs, you know? You know what I mean?
It could be one of those stupid locks, but you have to like push it up and then push it to the side and then push it down like you see in escape rooms.
Yeah. It could be that. It definitely could be that. What else could it be? Let's think about it.
It could be that cord that says pull to release subject. I mean,
oh, shit. Holy shit. Yeah, I missed that.
Seems a little simple. That could be a trap.
You know what? I looked right past
or,
that.
Or, you know, Honora could have made it that way because she's got stupid assistants.
Ooh, yeah, I mean, that's true.
Look at her nephew.
Do you think it could be a false cord or something? Like it doesn't do anything?
I inspect it.
And then we'd feel plain foolish if we pulled it, so we better be careful.
Can I inspect it?
We gotta be careful we don't kill Razzles, too.
That, too.
So pull it carefully.
Mm-hmm. Carefully pull.
Cool, give me an investigation check.
13.
Cool, you look up and you inspect this chain that seems to be hovering near the tank that Princess Razzmatazz is in. And from what you understand about basic mechanics and machinery, it does seem like it is connected in some capacity to this tank.
What guys, do you know about basic mechanics and machinery? What?
You guys are all acting like it's a trap, but this is a machine for them Listen, to man. Use. Why? They think that just people like us are going to be sneaking in.
What
they
if
need
somebody
to put
got back
a decoy
here
lever?
And they needed a decoy lever so we couldn't release the subjects?
This is not
and that decoy lever.
Groove. There is no wrong lever. They would just put the lever they need to
that's
open and close
reference.
The machine.
Hey, that's a good reference.
Thank you.
And I appreciate that. One of my favorite Disney movies, underrated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Agreed, absolutely.
David Spade.
Let's pull this lever.
Okay.
Let's pull this lever together. If we Hands all it. Pull it and Razzles dies, she can't blame all of us.
All
let's
culpable.
All... Actually, can my hand be the most inner hand?
And pull!
Ah!
Okay.
So you pull this... this cord, this pulley from the ceiling. And as you do, you hear a very low rumble and then a hiss, almost as if it's like exhaust pressure being released as the goo from Razzmatazz's tank slowly starts to drain. And as it completely becomes empty, her glass cylinder raises up and she kind of falls down onto the floor.
Razzles, I catch her. Okay. Razzles, are you okay? I pat her face.
I pat her face too on the other side. We're patting her face back and forth.
No.
I pet her good.
No.
There's no touching
no
her.
Touching.
Only I can touch her.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're right. That was not okay.
No touch.
I didn't touch you. Okay. That was Andrew. I'm sorry about that.
No touching.
I start fanning her little face with my hand.
I fan her.
Come on.
Bottom half.
What? Listless?
I'm here.
Listless?
Get
Razzles,
closer,
I'm here.
Get closer to her. These could be her last words.
Where am I?
You're in this goo prison.
You're in goo prison. You're in goo prison, huh?
I don't know what it's called. We just got here from some dragon.
Do you trace back your steps? Before you were here, what were you doing?
A goo prison?
You're in goo prison.
Yeah, remember you were trapped in goo.
Remember the goo? Still kind of on you. You're very sticky and wet.
No, don't overwhelm her.
No,
I'm sorry.
No touchy. No good touchy.
Didn't touch you. I just talked at you.
You're okay now. We got you.
Oh, Liz. You have to find your friend.
Yes.
Yeah, gotta find him.
He got taken away. He's...
Yeah, you showed me. I saw he got taken away. But where?
Yeah, can you point?
The door.
And as she says the door, she like angles her head so that the horn on her forehead points towards this large, ominous black door that all of you missed the first time around when you walked into this room.
We were very distracted by the goo containers.
Alyssa, give me a intelligence check.
14.
You recall seeing those same doors in the mind meld, watching Dalton being dragged through them.
That's right. I remember now, I heard a giant door close when Dalton was being taken away. That must be where Dalton is.
Are you sure?
I don't think that was an old memory. I mean, at least
that
old.
That was a long time ago, though, right? I mean,
I don't
Dalton
think so.
Could have been taken through there, but there's only one way to find out.
You know what? I bet he is past that door because, I mean, that's the only door around here. And also, all of the events up until now have led to this point here.
It's an ominous black door. It's ominous looking. Ominous.
It's very tall.
I mean, if this was a video game, this is the
I would click on it. I would click on the door.
There would be potions nearby. There would be health potions. Are there health potions around?
There are not health potions around, but you do feel this like sense of calm and warmth, and you get this just this aftertaste of cherry limeade in the back of all of your mouths. And as you look down at Razzles, you see that she is emanating with this like soft rainbow like glow.
Razzles, you're made of cherry limeade.
I'm sorry, that's just my natural aura. It like gives off healing vibes. I didn't mean to. I can't help
it's delicious.
It. It just happens.
Yeah. No kidding. You know what? Believe it or not, this is the first time I've had a health potion this whole show. I mean, this whole trip to this world. 47 episodes.
Is that for real?
It is cherry limeade. Yes, I think so. It does taste like cherry limeade. You guys have been saying that, and I was like, it's probably close. It's exact.
No, it
Sonic
is exactly.
Sue.
Oh,
Sonic
for sure.
Sonic should sue.
No, here. I rummage through my bag and I pull out that everlasting candy cane. Dude, take a look at this. You
oh
deserve a taste.
Wow, this is from Christmas time, 2022.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. It's still good, though.
It is very good.
Yummy.
It's very good. It's kept its flavor.
Yeah. Wait. Guys, we got to save some of this.
Yes, if Dalton is
behind that door, we have to save some of this for him. I'll take another lick. Okay, here you go.
You know what? I'm going to...
I give Razzles a lick.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, she likes it. And just to top off, I'm just going to go ahead and suck some aura down my throat to really get, like, a full blast of it. I get my lips, like, an inch away from her, and I inhale.
You guys inhaling auras over there?
Oh, it's good aura, Jeff.
Sounds fun.
This is great A aura, my friend. Gotta love this aura.
You guys found me in a cell, in pain and hurt, but it sounds fun. Over there.
We killed your aunt for you, Jeff. Suck it up.
We did kill your aunt for you. And that was your business, Jeff. That was your family. It was your business. And we did your dirty work.
Mike is more hurt than you. I give Mike a lick.
I am more hurt. I lick it a lot.
Also, Jeff, I'm pretty sure you cast a healing spell on Mike, so you could probably do it yourself.
All right, fine. I just wanted to be included. I'm just going to go kick rocks by this creepy door.
All right, Jeff.
No rocks to kick. This is bullshit.
Should we let everyone else out?
I think
they look fucking comfortable.
Yeah, we don't know the nature of their magic. I mean, these could be...
We're getting distracted. You're right. We need to focus on finding Dalton, and then we can always come back and
come
release
back.
Them then. Obviously, this goo is keeping them alive. They're safe, in a sense.
It's good goo.
Here. So,
guys,
let's
we've been looking for Dalton for a long time. We've been dawdling in this room.
Hold my hand.
Should we just go tomorrow?
No. Let's take a moment and be present.
Okay. This is a big
moment.
Hold
my hand. Let's be present. We have.
We're here
this
to save Dalton.
Present.
This has been a
That's
long time.
That's the plot of our friendship.
Yeah.
We're about to find him, hopefully.
Okay. We're going
to
find him.
So let's find Dalton. Let's find out the portal making machine. And let's get the fuck home.
Let's get home to our dogs. And I have a lot to explain to my landlord. So let's get home. Everybody put your hands in. 1, 2, 3. Si se puede.
Dalton.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Jeff, you can be a part of this.
I didn't hear what you said, so I'll just go,
That's good, Jeff.
That's all we needed. Good job.
Okay, cool. I drag Razzles through the black door.
So, Mike, you've been down to drag Razzles over towards the back door, and as you do, it's enough to kind of help her get up onto her feet, and she trots slowly beside you with you supporting her as she walks, as all four of you, well, I guess five of you, Mike, Alyssa, Andrew, Razzles, and Jeff stand in front of this large black door that seems to be locked.
My trusty plant wand.
The plant wand! We've been using it as a lockpick, which is really
intuitive. And it evolved, and I don't think we've used it as a lockpick since then, so it probably is like an extra strong
lockpick. Fuck yeah, dude.
I point it towards
it in the
Is there a lock?
The
There is not a lock. There is not a visible keyhole.
Jeff, have you ever seen this door before?
I mean, not this particular door. Looks very well made. Looks like some sort of, You know what? This might be one of those skeleton doors.
Wait, guys. Oh my god, now, I can't believe this. Do you guys remember in the witch's cabin? That skeleton key we found.
Bone key.
I pull it out and hold it towards the door.
Andrew, as you pull the bone key from out of your pack that you took from the witch's hut and hold it near this large circular stone door, a keyhole begins to present itself in the center of the door.
Oh my god.
God.
So now we just need to find a second key to go in that hole and... Oh, no.
Put that one in.
Okay. It fit. Okay, here we go. I turn the key.
You put the key in and turn, and with an audible click, there is a rumble and a shaking as dust falls down from where the door sits in this track, and it begins to roll its circular frame out of the way, revealing the path forward.
Okay.
Let's do this.
I gingerly take a step forward.
I gingerly step forward like a foot ahead of Andrew, so, you know, I look brave.
For Dalton. And I step forward.
Okay, cool.
As all of you walk through the large circular door, the sight before you is overwhelming. You find yourself standing atop the Mad Mage's Obsidian Tower. Floating in the air are 9 swirling purple portals, pulsing with energy. Strikes of purple lightning lance out from each of them. Down in front of them, laying out on a stone altar, is the shape of a humanoid bird, its wings staked through with large metal spikes anchoring
Arnold.
Them to the ground, and hovering just above the altar, as if suspended by magical chains, is the beaten and bruised body of your friend Dalton, his head hanging limp and void of consciousness.
Dalton!
I run over to Arnold. Arnold! Arnold! And I fall to my knees and I cradle his head.
Arnold!
Are you okay, buddy?
Arnold!
Are you okay?
Arnold! Is he okay? Can you feel a heartbeat?
I pull the stakes out.
He's not good. He's not good. He's got... I point to his chest. I don't know what kind of magic this is.
Andrew points down to his chest, the three of you do see that there is a large gash going down the center, and underneath this open wound is a bright red glow that reminds all of you of the embers of a fire, and the green feathers around the wound are all matted and stained with crimson.
We could save him.
Talk to me, Arnold.
We could save
talk
him.
Talk to me, buddy.
Let's get these stakes out of his wings.
Listen, Razzles, do your thing. Arnold, hey, buddy, we're here. We came back for you.
I'm trying. It's not...
Mike, you do effectively pull the stakes up out of the ground, freeing Arnold's wings from being tied down.
This is just like...
Arnold, come on, buddy.
...surgery. If we can just close the wound...
Yeah. I promised you, buddy. Ever since I held you in my hand as a little green bird, I knew we had a connection, and I promised you I'd come back. We're here, buddy. Now you're safe.
As the three of you are standing there over Arnold's body, he does begin to stir, and he raises his head, and he looks.
Lady Alyssa. Sir Michael. Sir Andrew.
And Andrew, in that moment, Arnold and you lock eyes. And even though he is no longer your animal companion, there is still a bond there that both of you share that transcends anything like that. And he grips your armor and he pulls you down close to him. And with his dying breath,
never trust a woman. wizard.
Finnegan.
Arnold. Arnold, no. Arnold. Arnold, no. No, buddy, come on. Come on, wake back up. Come on, buddy.
Hey, stay with us, dude.
We're here, stay with
us. Come on, man.
We were too late. And what the hell was he saying? Never trust a wizard?
You know, he's got a point. Don't you, Dad?
I'm sorry. I need a second here. The portals and Dalton and Arnold. What is happening? And the thing with Jeff. And did Jeff actually just imply that Arnold is his?
Hey guy, how's it going? Dalton, right?
Jeff, what are you doing here?
Hey, this is kind of weird. You're sitting in my chair. I'm the new host and GM.
No, you're Jeff. You're not real. You're a character in a podcast.
I'm real enough to open a portal in your bedroom.
No, Jeff, how? You can't be here. You are a figment of our imagination.
Okay, well, if I'm not actually real, guess you won't mind if I cast Hold Person. Yeah. Here we go. That's better. Wow. This is some nice sound equipment, way better than I use for Jeffcast. Well, thank you folks for listening to Dungeon Radio Hour. I'm gonna have to rework that title, Jeff Radio Hour. That sounds much better to me. Anyway, thank you once again for tuning in to this show. All you beautiful listeners, be sure to go check out our Patreon at patreon.com/dungeonradiohour for all sorts of bonus content, most importantly, Jeffcast, my personal podcast. So come on over, check it out. And speaking of Patreon, thank you to our brand new patron, Cody. Welcome to the Patreon. You are a beautiful human. We love you so much. Thanks for coming aboard. And for all the listeners of the current show known as Dungeon Radio Hour, tune back in on March 5th for the next episode. And as always, keep the volume up, the dial tuned in, and always say yes to Jeff. Bye for now.
But she can figure it out.
We'll try to make it happen.
Come on, babe.
We'll try to make it happen.
Figure out some pizza.
We'll be right back.
Figure out some pizza for me, babe.
Maybe that All Emo's right. like place that you had last time.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's Emo's
cardboard
is so good.
With cheese. You are disgusting.
Oh, it's so good. The cheese, the provolone.
Listen,
so
that is
good.
A St. Louis staple. It is a St. Louis staple. The cheese sticks to your tongue like glue, but
yeah,
it's delicious.
Yeah, because it is glue. It's not actual cheese.
And glue is good, too. Have you had Elmer's glue as an adult? It holds up.
Not since kindergarten.
Big time.
It holds up.
Get ready for adventure with NPR's only actual play Dungeons & Dragons podcast. KOSU brings you Red Dirt D&D, featuring the world's greatest role-playing game, including music and sound effects like a classic radio show. Join our seasoned Red Dirt D&D players as they take you on a thrilling adventure through the world of Dungeons & Dragons. Catch new episodes every Wednesday on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, as well as KOSU.org, or listen wherever you get your podcasts.